Right, welcome, everyone, especially those on Facebook. I see Amy is she's saying, oh, hi from Montana. Kelsey Allen's on here. Cindy Holmes. Jackie Santiago's on here. Nancy Lee. Hello, Nancy. She just joined on. Okay, so we're without piano right now, but we'll have it on Sunday. So some songs that what was our word, piano centric, might be a little, I don't mean, it won't necessarily say thin, but you'll be missing an instrument, kind of maybe. But that's okay, because we have Melody here.
Oh, you end up on capo.
Yeah, capo two on this one, please. Sorry, so we have Melody today, Sunday, and next Thursday. And actually, Melody had requested this song. So sing along with us.
What hope we hold this starry night? A king is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long we seek the light that leads to the wind manger ground. What fear we felt in the silent day.
Requested it and Melody delivered. How awesome is that? Costume chain. Well, you know what? Let's see. How should we do this? Normally, during the course of the service, of course, we have time to breathe and time to do stuff. Should we kind of save our those two for like last, maybe? Or should we do our costume change?
We can save them for last. That's fine.
Let's try that. We'll save them for last. Their costume change. Will that work for you, Bruce? We can hit them both on the costume changes. Bruce gets on the bass. I get on the banjo. So we got two of those songs we're going to do with that. I thought, well, we can do that and then tear it down and do that and tear it down and do that and tear it down. Did you want to sing in for Holy? No? No? Oh, yeah. Info. Okay. Let's just... you know, what's funny, though, because I've also got the Loud Sunday stuff, too. Yeah. Well, then maybe we should just do all that. And wait a minute, what else do I have on here that would require? Well, this In the Sleepy, that's no big deal for that.
Yeah,
we should just costume change now, shouldn't we? Let's just do this. Okay. So stay right there. Stay on. Come and see what's happening in the barn. So welcome to Thursday nights where we practice. And this, what you're going to hear is what we call piano-centric without piano.
Well, there were four vocal parts. We were down to three of those. Or is it five? Five vocal parts. We're down to three of those. It was based on piano, or based around piano. We don't have one of those. Enjoy. We got this. Was it capo 4? Oh, he didn't love mine.
Whoa. Like Brandon said, without the piano-centric part of it to kind of keep a rhythm going with it, God bless us. At least we have drums. We got drums to keep the rhythm steady. And who knows where the vocals are going to end up with in here. Axel, we'll probably... You want to just... There he goes. There was the intro.
Come and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. The strangers camping out there have a baby in their heart. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Must have been some time now close to midnight. Dang, knocking at my door. We'll get this. Said his wife's about to have a baby. She just couldn't travel anymore. I said the rooms had all been rented out. But they'd find shelter out there in the barn. They could throw some blankets in the stable. At least they would be dry and safe from harm. Now come and see what's happening in the barn. I seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. Those strangers camping out there have a baby in their heart. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Sometime before dawn I was awakened. Light was flooding through the window pane. A star as bright as moonlight was shining. And pretty music I could not explain. And so I ran downstairs to have a look around. And I tell you I could not believe my eyes. A crowd had gathered all around the manger. They were talking about God's big surprise. Now come and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. Those strangers camping out there have a baby in their heart. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Come and see.
Shepherds said they'd been there on the hillside, telling stories just to stay away. The baby lambs were sleeping near the campfire. Ewes were huddled by the stone fence gate. And then the sky just seemed to open wide with the sound of light that they could hardly bear.
Yuck.
They swore the angels sang a chorus. You'll find a new Messiah over there.
Now come and see what's happening in the barn. There's been nothing like it since I've been on this farm. Those strangers camping out there have a baby in their arms. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Come and see what's happening in the barn.
Come and see.
I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. Those strangers camping out there have a baby in their arms. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Come and see.
Come and see
what's happening in the barn.
You all good there, Bruce? You all good? Excellent. Let's see. What we have, we're going to bypass that one. And actually, we're doing loud Sunday music. It's not going to be up there, so you can just kind of leave it wherever you want. Scripture, wherever you want to keep it there, Tom, for right now. Well, that's always good. Scripture's always good to have up there. Oh, yeah. No capos on this one. Right? See how far out of tune I am.
I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me.
Oh, Lord,
do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Look away beyond the blue.
Want to do the verse, Melody?
This the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Dear Lord.
Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Look away beyond the blue.
One more time.
Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Look away.
And Bruce, keep it on. Keep it on. We'll actually jump while we're banjoing. We'll go in a wagon wheel, then we'll double back to Sleepy. Actually, we can do Sleepy, can't we? Because it's only one thing. You're only going to be on the one guitar for Sleepy anyway. That's on there. You got to do a lot of clicking. We're going to come back to Sleepy, little baby.
That's what happens when we lose the band.
Yeah.
Put the band back together.
That's right. We're putting the band back together. Wrong glass, sir.
I can't quote the next line.
All right. And so for those of you young who have no clue, this is the Blues Brothers movie. Who else has joined us here?
Steven's remembering now. Who else is in here?
We had a few others come in. I see Amy Hutchins joined in. Twyla's here. Shala's here. God bless you guys. Kelsey Allen. Hey, Melody, this is for you. Kelsey Allen says she has a pretty voice. Thank you. That's my daughter. Yeah, she's a proud papa. Darlene Stewart. Aaron is on. Aaron. Todd Truman joined. Todd says hello to the band. I see Troy Riggs. Barbara Phillips-Becker is here. I see Earl Winstead. Michelle Gregg. Joanne Lopez. Welcome, everybody. Maggie Trumbull. Keep it going. Hannah Edmonds joined in. Todd says neat song. Of course, I don't know which one that was. Oh, and Todd's mom's on here. No? Yes, no. Judy Truman's on here. Janice Danner's here. Tom Wright and Dan Pullman. God bless you guys. God bless you everybody to be here. Which one are we doing? We're doing Wagon Wheel, aren't we?
And down south to the land of the pines, thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, Jesus, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, Jesus, any way you feel. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Rock me, Jesus, like a wind in the rain. Rock me, Jesus, like a southbound train. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. My baby plays the guitar, I pick the banjo now. Well, North Country winters keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, Jesus, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, Jesus, any way you feel. Hey, hey, Jesus, rock me. Rock me, Jesus, like a wind in a rain. Rock me, Jesus, like a southbound train. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Trucker out of Philly had a nice long talk, but he said west for the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my Jesus calling my name, and I know that he's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, Jesus, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, Jesus, any way you feel. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Rock me, Jesus, like a wind in the rain. Rock me, Jesus, like a southbound train. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Time down. Rock me, Jesus, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, Jesus, any way you feel. Rock me, Jesus, like a wind in the rain. Rock me, Jesus, like a southbound train. Yeah, Jesus, rock me.
Tom, if you could go back to... Are you, you're still there. Good.
Yeah, just
or you got there that fast. One of the two. I'm not sure which. He's awesome, isn't he? Got there. See who else has rolled in here with us. I see Dan Pullman, Christine Schroeder's here. David Reeves, how about that? Terry Gregory's here. Brenda Wilson has joined us. Awesome. Awesome. Great to see you guys. Glad you could be here with us. We're going to have Jim Reckles going to be speaking this Sunday. Pastor's going out to Missouri. See family? It's a good time of year to be doing that. And Jim had specifically requested this song called Sleepy Little Baby Boy. Sleepy little baby boy, lay your head on my chest. Welcome to this great big world. You're gonna need your rest. See that star in the sky? Oh, it shines just for you on this night. Do you know what you were sent to do? Sleepy little baby boy, tonight you feel no pain. Daddy's got you safe and warm. Everything is okay. Angels told me this world has grown too cold and cruel, and the kings that you see on their knees bow for you. Sleepy little baby boy, sleepy little baby boy, I'll never understand. Did you even have a choice? Was this part of your plan? Lamb of God, pure and true, brought to life, sacrificed to rule the world, to save us all. But still, tonight, you'll just, sleepy little baby boy, sleepy little baby boy, in my arms. Oh, it worked well, Brandon. Piano usually does that, and Brandon just improvised something for us on the spot. I thought that worked out quite nicely. Okay, which UPS is beeping on me here? Technical difficulty. We had a glitch in here. One of the UPSs decides it wants to go beep, beep. I think we're good. All right. Well, thanks, Praise Band, for what was left of us here tonight. Let's see if we can get into a little message here. Switch my sleepy little message. It's a pretty song.
Can you hear me now? Check 1, 2, 3. Is it working? It's working. Yay. Got this. So here you are, folks. Thursday night again. So, good Christmas. Stephen, you had a great Christmas, right? Let's hear your report, Stephen. Tell us about your Christmas, and what do you have to report tonight? The person, okay. So a person that a while back had caused you some anger has reached out his hand and said Merry Christmas. That's awesome. What? I'm with you. Thank you. You're listening to Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I love Mr. Rogers. Right. How do you discipline adults? Well, we call it jail. Prison, yeah. Discipline? Correct. Yeah, to be a disciple, you must be disciplined. That's true. It's based on the word. That's right. Jesus... Yes, Jesus' disciples, correct. He essentially taught them the disciplines, right? That's good. That's a good analogy. That's very good. You got to love it. That's awesome, Stephen. Thank you. For those watching on Facebook who've not been with us before, we take give us your prayer requests. I'll write them down as we go through here, and we're going to get in a circle and lift all these prayers up. But Stephen's already shared a joy. Person that person essentially that had caused him some anger is at least has reached out and said Merry Christmas, right? Shook her hand and said Merry Christmas. That's good. That's good. And one victory at a time, Stephen. One victory at a time. Kelsey has shared on here. She actually was raising money for a Christmas dinner that she did for some of the less fortunate. And the families were so graceful. It was a huge success. That's awesome, Kelsey. That's great. And Kelsey, I know, has some other issues we're going to be lifting up for you, Kelsey. Some of the different stresses that can be messing with us. But for now, let's see what's going to happen here today. Should I just purposely go? I'm going to purposely go to the New Testament end of it and see where we open up. Okay. Acts 11. I wonder if it has a Christmas tie-in. We're going to find out. I doubt. Usually Acts doesn't, but you never know. Acts 11. And this is actually Peter explaining his actions, okay? So you know what? Now, obviously, there were some actions prior to this. Let's see if 11 kind of summarizes or if I need to double back here. The apostles and the brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." All right, so here we go. We're already getting religion stuff happening here, right? Because, of course, the Jews believed that you need to be circumcised. That was the sign, right? The sign that you're a believer and follower of God. So now Peter's already got other people saying, "Hey, man, you went into a house where there was uncircumcised men and you ate with them." All right. And Peter began and explained everything to them precisely as it had happened. Oh, good. See, this is explaining what happened in the previous chapter now, okay? He said, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision." All right. "I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. And I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the air. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' And Peter replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.'" So obviously everything in this towel, the sheet coming down, was all the stuff that God had declared in the Old Testament as unfit, unclean to eat, right? "And the voice spoke from heaven a second time and said, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made cleaned.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. And right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. And the Holy Spirit, told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me. We entered the man's house, and he told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter, and he will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved. All right, so God gives this vision to Peter. You know, it's pretty much saying, okay, here's what's going to be happening. Let's keep going. So let's keep, as we go on here, so we're in Acts 11, verse 15 now. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us from the beginning. And then I remember what the Lord had said. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gave them the same gift as he gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God? And when they heard this, they had no further objections. These are the guys who objected to Peter eating with the uncircumcised, right? So when they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, so then God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life. Isn't that awesome? Think about that. Think about that. So God has to make all these rules in the Old Testament for everybody to follow, and nobody can follow them. They can't follow all the rules. It's impossible. And God says, I'm going to send you a Messiah. And he tells them that. He said, Messiah is coming. Well, the Messiah is there. And, of course, a number of people decided, he's just a prophet. They didn't believe that he was the Messiah. But here with Peter, Peter sharing his actions. How good is that? How good is that? What else came in through here this with Kelsey? Kelsey's got a prayer request in here. She's going for a complete healing in my body. Absolutely, Kelsey. We're all about it. One of the things I was on some Facebook messaging with Kelsey, and don't worry, Kelsey, I'm not going to say anything embarrassing because there was nothing actually. But what is one of the things that happens when we're dealing, when we're seeking our own healing, I mean, the law of sowing and reaping is just so strong. It's so real. You reap what you sow, right? Stephen, you've been living that. You've been living that, seeing that in others, right? Reaping and sowing. So what happens is she's going to do this great thing. She went and did this great thing. Feeding this Christmas dinner to these families. And we knew the enemy was going to try and discourage her from doing that. You know, bringing fear and just fear is kind of the bottom line with it, right? Just the fear and a stress upon her. But bless God, she pressed through. She pressed through, and lots of people were blessed by it. And Kelsey, you're reaping that reward now in the name of Jesus. These are great. Jeff G is watching. Jeff G, my gosh. Jeff G, I haven't seen the name Jeff G in years. He actually spoke at one of our company meetings probably 20 years ago. I guess it's the same Jeff G. Maybe he'll be kind enough to reply and say, I'm that guy. Great man, great speaker. Super. So for those of you listening, go ahead and click on Jeff, and Adam is your friend. He's fantastic. So while we're waiting for others' prayer requests come through here, Tom, it's that time of year. You had one in hospice the last Thursday we were talking, if I remember correctly. Is he done now, or he's dead? He's passed. He's moving to glory. All right. So I guess we're just praying peace for his family then. I didn't hear that. The government said that the Coast Guard is not military anymore. Because they're not getting paid. Oh, you mean right now they're not getting paid?
They're not getting paid.
Oh. The other four branches are getting paid, but the Coast Guard is not. That's interesting. I didn't hear that. Who made that ruling? Oh, they've decided they're under Homeland Security. Really? Welcome to our government. Well, then peace for those families and provision for those families, because they're not getting paid. Yeah, well, for that matter, the whole government shutdown thing, right? So it's... Oh, you have two words are... Oh, wow. That's how you found out about that. One's in Alaska and one's in Maine. They like to hang out where it's cold, I guess. Cold and wet. Of course, the Coast Guard would do that, wouldn't they? Okay, yeah, that's true. They can get that. Wow. How was your Christmas, Tom? Good Christmas. Excellent. Good. Your daughter is a good cook. That's neat. 10 a.m., I presume. Okay, you started eating at 10 a.m. and you quit eating it at 2:30. What'd you do, like seven courses or something? More than seven courses. All right. Well, that works. That works. Wow. Stephen, I already got your joy. That's awesome. You got anything else we need to lift in prayer for you, my friend? Absolutely. Blessings on the family. Right. That was your boss, right? Yeah. Wow. Well, God's given you provision. That's why you're probably still there. And you're making a difference, right? You're carrying the light of Jesus where you are, Stephen. When you're sharing the love. He's good. Okay. That's all right. It's good to have mentors. Nice. Oh, good. Well, we're lifting that up, brother. Thank you. Chris Burton has shared put up a prayer request here. Healing for what sometimes causes pain behind my left ribs. Causes pain behind that. Oh, we're lifting that up for you, my friend. That pain's going to go. It's got to go in the name of Jesus. Kelsey had actually replied back. I was sharing with you about how she was pressing on for those families. She writes, the funny thing is I feel like God has told me the more I step into helping others and my calling, the more and more I'll be healed. There's healing in my calling. Absolutely, Kelsey. Sowing and reaping, right? Press on. I've seen the greatest victories, the most amazing healings when I was just totally out of my comfort zone. You just got to press into it. Press into it. And Chris, thanks for replying to Kelsey and lifting her in prayer. That's awesome. Awesome, possum. Melody, your joy is, of course, your home. You were showered with gifts. Oh, that's right. Melody's getting to spend time with off of college, University of Dayton. She's off until you got to be back the 14th, January 14th. But the joy of friends. Prayer for. Okay. A friend from grade school has been getting into Wiccan. Woohoo. Absolutely. Prayers that God intervenes and gets a person in her life to show her that's not a good path to be on. Getting into the Wiccan stuff. Well, we're lifting her up. Absolutely, we're lifting her up. The Brandon Rowe. Still, when's that school, same for you? Start back on the 14th or when's? Oh, the 28th? It doesn't mean I know it just because Carolyn went to Miami. I can hardly remember the song I just sang. All right. Well, anyway, so Brandon, your joy is extended. You got another 2 weeks of where Melody's in school and you're not. Oh, it's good. Everything good? Abby? Life good? How's your family? Everybody good Christmas? Everybody's blessed. Everybody healthy? That's good. That's good. That's a good place to be. How's the Donna Rowe? Wait a minute. Tell me about this.
Somebody was nice enough to suggest not
You're right. Okay. Well, that's classic. Okay, so for those of you who weren't watching on Sunday, our post-service music, we did Jesus Take the Wheel. And prior to that, within the service, it had been mentioned that Bruce, for different reasons, isn't allowed to drive currently. So he's being chauffeured by his lovely bride, Donna. And so Melody was singing the song, Jesus Take the Wheel, and I had urged Melody, and she did, saying, Donna, take the wheel. So that's what the steering wheel is here for today. Are we going to have that on Sunday, too? Oh, it's staying here. All right, so we'll have the steering wheel on Sunday. We'll see if Jim Reckle does anything with that one. That's good. Judy Rambo had lifted up a friend of hers named Amy that is in Florida that is not doing well. So we're certainly going to lift prayer for Amy. Okay, back to you guys again. So how's Scott? Who won today, Gravity or you? You actually took day. Oh, tomorrow's your birthday. Tomorrow's his birthday. Yep. Couldn't stay away, huh? Oh, you go right next. Oh, Jim's next door, huh? You're closing. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, it's good to see that you defeated Gravity today. Oh, no. That's right. Well, in his case, when it falls and lands on him, the heat. let's see. Judy, anybody else? Dave McKinley's watching. Hello, Dave. Brenda Diefenbacher. Hello, Brenda. Awesome. What else we got? Any other requests? I don't think I have anything else on Facebook. I think I've written all these down. Wait a minute. There's one other thing here. Let me double check this, make sure this isn't. No, it's not. Okay. Oh, but I'm glad I saw that, though, because there's Sean. Have we heard any more recently with Sandy? We saw Sandy on Sunday. So we've got Sandy, and we have Jan, we have Robin, we have, who else? Leroy, Sandy and Leroy, and Jan and Robin, and we just go down. There's always, God knows. Shall we make a circle? Let's see if we can make the circle be unbroken here. What did I do with my little spinner? Here it is. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by? When's the last time we did that song? Have we ever done that song? The circle. Have we officially sung that yet? Have we not done that in a while? Here, wait a minute. That's right. We got to sing the circle. We haven't done that in a while. Do you have circle T-shirts? Do you really? Well, bring it on. You got to tighten it in. Thanks, sweetheart. Oh, God is good. God is good. Here we are, Thursday night once again. Our next Thursday gathering will be in a new year. Ooh, this is our last Thursday of the year. Wow. You ready? why do we always seem to do that? We always seem to be ready at the end of the year. I don't understand. It's a psychological thing, right? But anyway, Lord, I thank you for this group. Thank you for the people here tonight, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace and mercy. We thank you for your gifts of health and that time of sharing, because that's, this time of year. We've got two choices we can do, and every day, but especially this time of year. We can choose to stay focused on the busyness and We can just kind of relax and kick back. The reality is we all are right in the middle. But I'm thrilled that Scott was able to force himself to take a day off or two. Actually, you tell me two. Three days, man. Birthday, blessed birthday, my friend. You're going to be probably 29 for the 11th time. Okay. it doesn't matter. You're here. It is. And actually, only as old as you feel. You're feeling triple digits. Well, Lord, I thank you for these things we lift up. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that Stephen's experienced with an incident he had with a person who has since kind of come around at least to a handshake, Merry Christmas. That's one victory at a time, my friend. So I thank you, Lord, as he sees even more victories. And we're lifting up his coworkers and his boss, his situation that he's got going on, all the families that are touched. So we thank you, Lord, for your blessings, that the path you have Stephen on. Thank you that these things are just rolling and moving and grooving. Lord, I thank you for Kelsey. Thank you for a desire, Lord, to help and bless and to heal and be healed. You know, the enemy's been wearing her down with different things, different ways of stressing her. And Lord, I just thank you. We just speak your peace, which surpasses all understanding for her. And thank you for those families that she was able to bless. She actually posted some pictures, which was neat to see. I thank you, Lord, that they are blessed. And they pay it forward. They pay it forward. So health and healing for you, Kelsey, and for your family and your loved ones. Brother Tom, it's a tough job that you have, my friend, taking care of the people you do. But we just speak the peace especially to the one who most recently has passed. So, Lord, I just thank you for your peace upon that family. They can just focus on the good memories of him and focus on seeing him again in paradise. So just blessings and peace and joy. And bless God, you had a good meal. You had a good meal, you had a good time with the family. 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. eating the entire time. My gosh, it's been a long time since I did a round like that. That's a long stretch. You slept for 2 hours. So these are good. Lord, we're lifting up our brother Chris Burton. Chris has a heart for you, Lord. I thank you how he lifts up people in prayer. And he's been having this odd pain he's describing behind his left ribs. So, Lord, I thank you. Whatever's causing that, it's gone. So, Lord, whatever needs to come back into alignment or be at peace, we just speak the peace of God and the healing touch of God for you, Chris. Because God is a rewarder. Hebrews 11, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I know Chris has been seeking him. I know Kelsey's been seeking him. So everybody here in some way, we're pressing forward and seeking God. Thank you, Lord, that Melody's here with us tonight. We love when she's here and sharing her voice. And I love all you guys, all the talents you do. Brandon, Sharon, and singing and playing. And thanks for helping me out on that sleepy little, because it would not have been much fun doing an acapella. But our God is good. Our God is good and faithful. So thank you. We're lifting up Melody's friend, who she saw getting into, saw a friend that she doesn't really remember personally, I guess, or haven't seen. Oh, you remember her? But, all right. Well, then, bless God. She's got a friend on Facebook that is getting into Wiccan stuff, just darkness. So Lord, we just come against that darkness. A junk and commanding a bow as the peace and light of Jesus just shines through and all the darkness is exposed and chased away. So Lord, just thank you as you bring somebody into this young lady's life and bring it on through. Thank you, Lord, for all the college stuff, the breaks on the colleges and the whole thing. Bless God, Abby's here with us tonight. It's got great to have you. I'm thrilled your family's doing well. Things are well for you. That's beautiful. So I thank you, Jesus. It's awesome to meet Donna's children today. That was neat. That was neat. Max, Logan, Michelle. They weren't all M's. I don't know where my brain was. But anyway, all right. Yeah, woo, man. I'm cooking now, baby. I'm really moving and grooving. But we just speak great peace. Great peace and love for the family. Great peace and joy for you, Brother Bruce. God knows you carry the torch. You carry the light. God's got this. Oh, that's good. Judy Rambo and a steering wheel. Judy Rambo lifted up a friend. She has a friend named Amy that's in Florida. Well, Judy, we're lifting up Amy. We're lifting up Amy in the name of Jesus, that for God's touch upon whatever Amy's needs are. Of course, we know one thing is that she's warm in Florida, or warmer. But warmer or not, there are needs. Lord, I'm lifting up a lot of the different Facebook friends that actually I lift in prayer daily. I send them messages daily. They know who they are. They know who they are. One of which is coming to mind right now is a young man named Sean. And he's a military veteran. And he's kind of had a rough way to go, but God has guided me just to hang there with him and help him where I can and guide him and direct him. And he hits his highs and lows, but he's doing well. He's doing well, so I thank you, Lord, for it. You just give him more. And Lord, for all the other ones here within this within the church here, for Sandy and Leroy and Jan and Robin and Karen, and just go down the list. Lord, you know all the touches, all the needs. And thank you for the opportunity to bless and share in the name of Jesus. One last thing. We have a girls' chrysalis flight coming up, Martin Luther King Day. That's here in January. And we have, what else? Yeah, it's still going. See, it's red. Technology. And a boys' flight on President's Day. So, Lord, I thank you that some young lives are touched. And we have great, they call them flights. So I thank you, Jesus. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Now I've got to hit this button so I can see where we even were. Because it's still streaming, just the app decided to go dumb. So we can say goodbye to our folks that are hanging out here. There we go. It is streaming. All right. Well, hey, glad you guys could be here with us. I hope you had an awesome and Merry Christmas. Blessed New Year. Blessed New Year. You got to get your face in here, man. You got to get your face in. Get your face in so you can say ever say hi. These are all the people, some of the faces you see in the circle that were lifting you up. So remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Stand firm in faith. Reaping and sowing is so real. Sow it, reap it, be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Have an awesome and amazing week.